Please be seated. Two, maybe 3 years ago now, my family lived out one of those joke type stories that you only live out when one of you is a priest. Pretty much. My stepmother works in an office, and they are really pretty good about having office parties, and it's a lovely office to be around. And 1 year, their Christmas party got delayed. Like, until the middle of March. Which, if you're me, means it's not a Christmas party anymore. In fact, it was the middle of Lent by then. They missed Mardi Gras. Which was my first response, as I lived in the same town then still, and that was my first response as all of this unfolded. This is no longer a Christmas party. This could be Mardi Gras. You have a whole different, like, church feast you could seize. No, it's just our Christmas party. And this is where it became a bit of a thing and more of a joke than something serious. Because they did. They boldly had a Christmas party about week two of Lent. And they'll still point this out, especially if there's a visitor or a guest with us. She's like, she's a little weird. Watch what she does when we talk about Christmas parties in Lent. And other people who, of course, know Christmas definitely, but almost certainly not Lent, look at me as if I have just grown my second head. Of course, early Lent is a ripe time for picking on me in terms of liturgical seasons and appropriateness, because increasingly you can find the brightly colored eggs and the pink rabbits 2 weeks before Lent in the stores, and I start twitching, because there are 40 plus days before we get to Easter. And yes, I can understand you need to still sell some of this early, but this is certainly too early, right? I'm not entirely convinced I'm wrong. I think my point is still valid, but it was this week and Paul in Athens that have me thinking I might have the wrong approach. Paul stands in Athens, a city of intelligence and learning and pagans. Not Christians, not Jews. And he looks around and he says, "You are a very religious people. I know this." And he points to the altar, to the unnamed God, and he says, "Let me tell you what you have worshipped but did not understand." Paul was smarter than I am. The history of Christianity falls squarely in line with Paul. We have Christmas trees and Easter rabbits and Easter eggs because we practiced syncretism. Behind every great Christian feast is a history of pagan symbology that we have looked at and we have said, "You are a very religious people. Let us tell our story with your things." And nobody blinks twice when we put up our Scandinavian religious Christmas trees, or we dye our eggs, or we buy, hopefully, stuffed bunnies. Real bunnies are dangerous for the bunnies, stuffed bunnies. We understand that these things also tell our story. In fact, we like them so much, we sell them in late February. Paul was smarter than I am. Most of Christian history is smarter than I am. I am okay with that, and fortunately I have a good run on rethinking how I deal with this next year, of trying to encourage my brothers and sisters to stand in the stores and be excited that we are surrounded by people who are so very religious, because they are buying the things that tell our story. And this was never an attack on the church, but it may in fact be, I'm beginning to hope, it may in fact be our great opportunity to retell our story, to seize the selling of Easter things 50 and 60 days before Easter as a chance to tell the story of why Easter is important, which is what Lent always was, a chance to remember that Easter is important. Paul was smarter than I am. This shouldn't surprise any of us. He was almost certainly a better Bible scholar than I am. He grew up, of course, as a learned and well-studied Pharisee, which meant he knew the Old Testament with the familiarity we could hope to have for any single book of the Bible. Means that he was steeped in my favorite of all stories. In the beginning, as God created the heavens and the earth and said that it was good, nothing was placed outside of the realm or power of God, but all was claimed as beloved creation. When you seize that, you remember that the earth and all that is in it was made holy and good. I can't help but think it is so much easier to stand in the midst of a pagan city and point to one of their items and say, let me use this to tell you my story. Because God is everywhere. Nothing is outside of the power or love of the God who made us. Nothing can't be used to tell our story. Amen.